Can you just start off by talking about this 4th of July thing? What happened just briefly last year and what's planned this year?
On the 4th of July, there was a lovely party that happened at Menwith Hill, which is in Yorkshire near Harrogate. It's an American spy base that was involved in, will be involved in Star Wars, has helped pilot the planes into Iraq, is associated and linked with Kofi Annan. And we decided there's a group of people there held an Independence from America Day party. So we basically had this huge party where people turned up in tuxedos and ball gowns with big sound systems and samba bands, and we had poets and we had DJs and we had all sorts of stuff. And we just had this huge great party there, which was lovely. It was like squatting the national holiday. And this is something that we really enjoyed, and we thought we're going to do it again. We've contacted people in Europe, and we're going to try and make it a Europe-wide thing. Hopefully, eventually, it'll become global.
Where is this place that you did this party?
Menwith Hill.
Which is where exactly? Whereabouts in the country?
Near Harrogate in Yorkshire.
And also, you were talking tonight about Coca-Cola. Why did you pick on Coke?
I like to think that Coca-Cola chose me. He said rather sort of enigmatically. Coca-Cola really are the symbol of American multinationals. It's supposed to be this benign thing. It's just a drink. But they're really a symbol for all that is occurring with free trade. This idea that somehow they have a right to do whatever they like in whatever country they like, regardless of the laws, the governments, the democratic process at local levels, at all levels. And then they can ride roughshod over, you know, human rights and crush trade unions, treat the world's resources like their own. And really, that for me, they're very much a symbol of what is happening. What I got involved in it is because of I've been writing for some time on Colombia and the trade union, deaths of involvement of the paramilitaries, the American funding of Colombia, which is the third highest military aid budget from America goes to Colombia after Israel and Egypt. And the paramilitaries are in bed with the military there. There are 5 military brigades in Colombia, and the paramilitaries are called the 6th Brigade. There's well-documented stuff from Human Rights Watch on the atrocities, on the murders, on the kidnaps, and the links between the paras and the army.
What about India? Because you talked about India quite a lot too.
Yeah, I went out to India recently. As many people will know, there's actually a big fight going on there between the local population of a village called Plashmada in Kerala in the south, and Coca-Cola, the Hindustan Coca-Cola beverage company, have opened up a plant there, and they've just taken the water. The crops are failing. People are walking, you know, miles to get fresh water. There's a huge impact on thousands of people. They've destroyed the local democratic process. The local council, the Panchayat, issued the license originally believing it was for the good of the population because it was for development. When the water went, Coke came back and said, we want you to reissue the license. They said no. And Coca-Cola took them to court and said, you've got the democratic right to issue it, but not to refuse to issue it. And so now there's this situation where the local democracy is being crushed by this multinational. So they're taking the water, they're chucking thousands of people on the scrap heap, they're selling dodgy bio waste as fertilizer to the farmers that then was found to have cadmium in it. They've behaved abominably, and I think that now there's a protest movement spreading across India. People are very angry about it. In Tamil Nadu, the neighboring state, there's already protests about a coke plant that's not yet open. In Varanasi, there's protests growing up there. There's also the case that the Committee for Science and the Environment in India found that pesticide levels in Coke and Pepsi were over 30 times the limit, the levels that would be allowed in Europe and America. So there's been a huge sort of like furore about this. And I think in India, that movement against Coke and Pepsi as symbols of American might and dominance is growing.
Now, you're also planning a sort of art campaign about Coke and the Nazis. How on earth are you going to manage to make that take off? Where does that come from?
Well, Coca-Cola do have links with the Nazis. Coca-Cola Germany, or Coca-Cola GmbH, there's masses of evidence that links them to financially assisting the regime, to working with the regime, to seeking proximity with the images and icons of the regime. And of course, they developed Fanta in Germany in 1941, specifically for the German market out of the ingredients they had available when they ran out of the syrup to make Coke. So they made that drink specifically for the Nazis. And what we've come up with the idea of is because there's not, you know, some people know about this, some people don't. A lot of people know little individual facts about Coke, but, you know, not the huge picture that is going on. And we decided we wanted to set the Nazi ad challenge to recreate some of the adverts that were around at that time. And what we want to do is organise an exhibition of it in London and invite Coca-Cola along and ask them to judge which are the nearest to the originals. That's what we're doing. And the aim of that is very, very simple. We want people to look again at the image of Coca-Cola. We want them to start assessing how it is. We don't want them to have brand loyalty. We want them to have brand disloyalty. That's what we want to breed. That's what we want people getting. We want people thinking about all the other issues. And if you start going, hey, look, do you know these guys work with the Nazis? You know, if you're saying that, then they have to reappraise what's going on.
So what do you want local artists to do?
I want them to create, if you can log on to our website, which is mtcp.co.uk/coca-cola/, and there'll be a whole load of information there. We want people to recreate the ads from written descriptions. People can photo montage, they can create their own artworks. We've got a policy of exhibiting everything. It might not get into the big one, but it will get into the overflow ones which we're running. And we've basically taken the decision that if people are going to create stuff for us, then the very least we can do is display them, and everyone gets displayed.